Prepare to attack.
Prepare to attack.
On the count of three. One, two, late.
What happened? Where are they?
I don't know, sir.
They must have hyperjets on that thing.
And what do we got on this thing? A Cuisinart?
No, sir.
We'll find them, catch them.
Yes, sir. Prepare ship for light speed.
No, light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're gonna have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take us.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Prepare ship! Prepare ship for ludicrous speed! Fasten all seatbelts! Seal all entrances and exits! Close all shops in the mall! Cancel the three-ring circus! Secure all animals in the zoo!
Give me that, you petty excuse for an officer! Now hear this! Ludicrous speed!
Sir, and you better buckle up!
Buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
What the hell was that? Spaceball One. They've gone to Plaid.
We passed them. Stop this thing.
We can't stop. It's too dangerous. We've got to slow down first.
Bullshit! Just stop this thing! I order you! Stop!
Here, let me help you, sir.
All right.
Are you all right, sir?
Good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, today's date is, April the 7th, 2024, the old 24, as they say in College Town. Where the hell is College Town? It's probably somewhere here in Texas. I'm Steve O'Brien, and we've got Alan Crutcher on the line, and I did open with that for a reason, Alan. How are you?
Yeah, I guess I'm still drawing breath, Steve. Been watching Spaceballs, have you?
No, not so much. I did, it's kind of complicated. Haven't seen it for a while. Heard that clip, after this was made reference to. Everybody's favorite technocracist, do they call that a technocracist? Technocratic MF-er? Elon Musk came out with a thing this past week. He started offering two new tiers of internet service, Alan. That is something that you will never get, and that's just fine. And one of those, and see, this technocracist, right, and when I say a technocracist, I mean that's one of those they and then transhumanists that want to take over the world and do it a lot with technology and to have the technology, make everybody's life better/worse? Yeah, probably all goes together, right? Elon Musk's grandfather was big in the technocracy movement of the, God, what years were that? Was that 50s, 60s, Alan, or was that 70s? I can't remember. Do you remember any of those facts?
Don't remember the exact date, but yeah, he started it in Canada and basically ran the technocracy movement in Canada from all indications that I've ever heard.
Yeah, fascinating individual, this Elon Musk character, right? As you deal with the lore of the Elon Musker, you got him founding a company for electric cars called Tesla, taking over the name of Nikola Tesla. right? Where it's not free energy, it's just the old-fashioned, got a battery, an electric motor, DC current, or I think it might be AC current, but man, those juice suckers are, you know, everywhere. You know, they're building more power plants, and we won't get into that, right? You know, Biden's going to give billions of dollars to create these new things all over everywhere. So the few, the proud, the ones that will have cars, will be able to charge them. You think so? Yeah. Anyways, Andy and I had a big conversation about that last week. But still, that isn't why I played Spaceballs. April 1st, you know, Elon Musker, right, decided that he was going to come out and offer two new levels of internet access with a lot of bandwidth. Is it real? Is it Memorex? Not sure. One of them was, of course, ludicrous speed, which is just, you know, kind of silly, right? $14,000 for a month for internet speeds, and, you know, you have 12 Elon Musk sats or Starlink satellite dishes, you know, and you're able to get a lot of bandwidth, and it's really cool, but it costs an awful lot, and, you know, nobody cares. But, you know, the neat thing is, well, I don't know if it's the neat thing, and I don't know that it's a joke either. You know, they're planning on doing Plaid. The first service was ludicrous speed, and that's at $14,000 a month. You take 12 of the traditional satellite dishes and you point them up to the sky, and you get a lot of bandwidth, right? And whatever, define a lot of bandwidth. But the Plaid speed, now there's the kicker. And of course, folks, this is April 1st that it came out. It's a joke. Is it? Huh. I don't know. It's only $250 a month for the Plaid pricing. And, you know, you'll be able to get it. And it only takes a backpack of equipment that, you know, you could strap onto yourself and just walk around. And you're just going to get the most, the most internet and everything. But the only catch was, it's only going to be for Starlink customers that have the newer Neuralink brain computer installed in their skull and that agree to allow Starlink, Elon Musk, whatever, to use the unused mental processing cycles of your brain for whatever they feel is cool. It's a joke, right, Alan? No, they don't really want to use your CPU time, do they?
All targeting technology, Steve. Targeting beams. Following you, tracing you, everything.
I don't know. I always find it fascinating when they tell such jokes, right? You know, it's like where we don't really take them seriously. First of all, they do this thing, you know, ludicrous speed. And it's just very traditional, right, as far as the way I saw it. You know, it's like, okay, 10 dishes would be 10 times faster, right? Mm-hmm. And you can bond them together with two extra control dishes. Okay, yeah, that ain't nothing new. You know, they're brain chipping people. But you know, Alan, they make it seem that these brain chips are new. And maybe they are to some extent, you know, some of the features and some of what they can do. I've been hearing about this kind of stuff since the 90s. They've been talking about stuff like this, right? And now we're just going, oh, okay, well, now you can get the Neuralink with heads-up display. Can you? I don't know. I get a little tired of all that nonsense, but eventually we're gonna have somebody that's walking around recording everything, or maybe we already do. You know, who knows? Who knows?
I don't know, Steve. Everyone's already basically living in a digital fantasy world, and few people that are out there that don't, we lead a whole different lifestyle. I've been dealing with some of that myself this week. So excuse me if I'm not just the happiest, most go-lucky person. There's been a lot of fecal matter going on in my life that's, I don't know, Steve. I guess maybe I ought to just crawl into the digital fantasy myself and just not even live my own life anymore, just go with the flow. I don't know, Steve.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. I have no ability to tell people what they should do or what they shouldn't do. You know, I think about that a lot, and I was thinking about that today, you know, when it comes down to what got me on that thought, telling people what to do and how to live their lives. And I understand that you didn't say, Steve, what should I do or anything like that. But a lot of times people offer commentary when somebody says, oh, I'm just kind of like, you know, the world sucks. And they go, oh, okay, that's my key for telling them how to fix it. No, I don't like that. I hate it when people do that to me. But the Texas Nationals, right? I love those guys. You know, Texas Independence folks. They sent out a video, Alan, earlier today, and I'm not going to tell you that, you know, the world's going to be free and we're all going to be, you know, kumbaya and crap like that. But it was kind of fun. You know, I don't always watch their videos or their what they call a podcast, and I don't know what the hell a podcast is. It's a little whatever. I could probably make up something and tell you what it is. But they were talking about a YouGov thing, and it was about secessionists, right, in the United States. And, well, not really secessionists, I guess. You know, they were talking this thing. There's something thing out there, Alan. It's a website called YouGov, YOUGOV, right? And they do polls, and I don't know, hell if I know. I've never really heard of them until, you know, they were just talking about them today. So I went over to this place called YouGov, and I listened to what the Texas Nationals were talking about, and they were saying, oh, well, you know, YouGov asked like 35,000 people across the United States if they think that their state, not just Texas, should leave, well, the bonds that make the corporate United States of America, Republic of United States of America, USA, whatever you want to call it. Right. And it turns out there's a whole hell of a lot of them that are not in Texas that want to get the hell out. Right. You know, and it's kind of surprising, you know, the lumping of the different groups that YouGov actually came up with. And I didn't expect it. Right. But hell, I don't know what the hell. You know, I think Texas would be up there. Everybody talks about Texas, and it was. Right. But number one was Alaska. Right. And I'm like, OK, well, I could understand Alaska. Right, Alan? They don't live in the headspace of all of us all down, you know, south of them. You know, well, I don't know anything about Alaska, but you think that makes sense? They could make a much better self-standalone nation, don't you think?
Yeah, for the most part, still a very rural area. You know, there's only a few large cities there and a few small cities, you know, cities scattered here and there. And they still have to pretty much live in nature, as you know. It's a pretty harsh environment up there for a lot of the year.
Sure. I can totally see it. And it sucks for them, too, because a lot of that land is claimed by the federales. You know, the U.S. government says, oh, that's ours. Don't touchy-touchy, unless you're a big corporation that they're going to grant the ability to, what, throw, yeah, whatever, you know. It's what they do. But I thought that's a great idea. You go Alaska, you know, try to make it for yourself. But we still got that problem of what they call democracy. And democracy is, of course, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. So I get stuck there, but hey, whatever. I mean, how else are we going to make decisions, Alan? Should we just put, let's say, Andy in charge? Would that work? I don't know. I'm not voting for that. What do you think?
You could put my dog in charge or my little pet deer out here in charge, and you know, even accidentally, she would actually do something for the good of I guess the humanity in our country.
But, yeah.
No, Steve, this democracy thing has been going on. You know, even Schmedley Butler in his book, in his little pamphlet book that he wrote, War is a Racket, Yeah, it amazed me that even in there, he found out what was going on. But he said, he was fighting for our democracy.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on a long time, and it's been ingrained. And it's just, I don't know. It's a battle.
It's a tough thing, right? Because, how do you make decisions? Making decisions at a grand scale, we go into that old Michael Storm thing, right? And I love that. I really like Michael Storm. And what is it? Anarchy. God, what is the? I know his show. I just haven't listened to it for
Beyond Anarchy.
Yeah, Beyond Anarchy. But it's an interesting thought, right? How do you actually get there? I don't know. But this wasn't to head into. I mean, the smaller the better, I do believe. The less that you have, a bunch of people trying to decide. We all have different ethics and we all have different values. So at a lower level, it's easier for me to convince you, Alan, that we need to take out the garbage than it is to take out or convince everybody around this corporate United States that we need to take out the garbage or not throw garbage on the ground, right? But maybe that's a bad example.
Steve, it's very insidious the way it comes in. This is what Michael Getty talks so much about, the history of it, we were given, we might have had a little bit of freedom at the very beginning, but then that was kind of ripped away, the Articles of Confederation, the Constitution, all that crap. It's people's need and want and acceptance of convenience over control of your own life. They don't want to really have to work for anything. A majority of the people out there, not everyone, once again, this is our, general term. Everyone just wants convenience. I want faster and faster internet speed. It gets more convenient, Well, don't you know, it's just targeting you more and more. Oh, well, I don't care. It's more convenient. I don't have to search for anything. It's all given to me.
Right.
Take care of my life. Keep me safe. Instead of doing your own crap, it's very insidious. But they know the human character, and like I said, these people are not stupid. The people that are doing this they're not stupid. They're evil as all hell, in my view. But they're just basically giving people what they want.
Hmm. Absolutely. People are getting what they want, right? Or some of them are, and some of them are getting the big FU. And it's a damn shame. Speaking of the big FU, California was another one of those states that was high on the secessionist list, right? Yep. The Cal Exit thing makes an awful lot of sense to an awful lot of people. Too bad it'll never happen. Folks like, I love that, too bad it'll never happen. Folks like Gavin Newsom, that little criminal, he has aspirations, as do a bunch of our political critters that are around the corporate United States of America. We have been growing these little buggers for over 100 years. 200 years, if you want to say that the United States is an incubator of critters, it would probably be pretty true. They're just here, and they have aspirations that are greater than the little tiny confines of a place called California, whereas California sees itself helping everybody to death and don't understand the consequences. This last week, they started feeling the consequences, and hey,
F. Oh, man, really? So the consequences of last week's shenanigans, Alan, sometimes the timing of these things, that April 1st, California goes to, and is this the timing, really? They really decided that April 1st is when they were going to jack the minimum wage to $20 an hour for a fast food worker. Really, on April 1st? Whose decision was that? And why? I mean, come on. Is it a joke? No, it wasn't a joke, but it kind of was. You know, all of a sudden, a bunch of fast food places, which is just horrible, right? They're fast food places. They're the healthiest place. It's what we eat. No, shut them damn things down. I do support that, but really, you know, not. I mean, on April 1st, they went to a $20 minimum wage that put a lot of, well, working class poor people out of jobs. It's a Alan.
So now a Big Mac's going to cost $15. They already cost like $8.
Well, they said $20. You know, so like the Mary McCheese or Filet McFish or something like that. I don't know. It's gone crazy, and they're blaming those greedy owners of the franchises. You know, well, I guess it goes down to people don't understand business and people are just idiots. And are they? I don't know. Maybe you do, but everybody sees them.
This is corporatocracy, technocracy, whatever you want to call it. I mean, corporatocracy. I mean, my God, you know, they make, you know, the board of directors and the stakeholders, shareholders, we used to call them, are making just unbelievably ungodly, you know, undue profits. And you know, the fiduciary responsibility is to increase, you know, profits for the shareholders and the board of directors. And they're making just crazy amounts of money. And, you know, back when they were first created, you know, corporations had a lifespan. Now they're eternal, and they are
eternal.
You know, they basically become, you know, a religion, a god. It's crazy.
They build redundant parts between redundant parts. You work for a corporation, you're just a cog for a minute. And okay, but I don't want to, you know, maybe that's a total different discussion that maybe is for another day or for another host, or I don't know. Maybe just not for me, but California went that sideways, and you know, I really like the fact that there are they're having a great impact, right? So all of a sudden, poor people aren't going to be able to eat at McDonald's. Good, sorry folks. Good, maybe they should eat food, but they'll probably just feed them Simu food, right? You know, it's going to be a Simu hot dog made with flavored sawdust and some other plant matter in the hot dog, right? And they'll put it in a box, and then, you know, they'll have to go to a store and get a box and check out through the automatic checkout thing, and nobody's going to touch that Simu hot dog, right? Now, I say this in jest, Alan, but you know that this is happening, and it's going to, you know, in 5 years, it could be that if you buy a hot dog in a box or an aluminum foil container, a Mylar sack in the store, that a human being never touched anything and it contains zero animals. Isn't that nirvana for the vegan the world?
It might have animals in it, Steve, but what we call them insects.
Okay. Yeah.
With a little Soylent Green thrown in.
I wonder what's going to happen when they stop people from, you know, eating plants. Like, well, you can't eat a plant. Oh, my God. That daisy's screaming. You know, and they'll cite the studies of yelling at ice cubes, right? You know, you yell at an ice cube, it forms different kind of crystals. Right, and you can pray at it. And see, now I'm getting distracted from my own
schedule. I don't really have a schedule. I got a few things I want to talk about, you know, but that's about it. You know, speaking of which, you know, we were talking about the stupidity of the stores and whatnot, and maybe a little bit of corporate greed. That segues right into the land that Alan and I live in. This place called Fredericksburg, Texas, is in the path of the totality. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, this is the path where, you know, the sun goes from the east to the west, and the moon goes right in front of it. 24 hours. About 24 hours from now, maybe 26 hours from now. We've been doing this whole thing for years, folks. The totality, you know, we were receiving phone calls at our hotels and B&Bs and things like this. Me and Alan don't own any of these things, but people around us do, and so forth. For years, people have been trying to book locations for tomorrow. Tomorrow around 1 o'clock in the afternoon or some damn thing like that. The sun is going to be completely blotted out. Normally, you know, in older times, they'd whack off a couple heads right down there in, you know, Mexico or South America, you know, or the Aztecs or the Mayans, right? You know, I don't know if the Aztecs did it too. But, and besides, we don't really know a lot that happened in there. The Spanish came in and destroyed the historical record for the good of Christianity. And, you know, well, they were pagan, right, Alan? We really needed to delete all of history that way. It's kind of a bummer, huh?
Well, pagan, if you're, see, a Christian would call it pagan because they don't believe in Jesus Cristo. You know, but they had their own gods. You know, we call them pagan because they don't believe in what we believe in. So they're crazy bad people. You know, it's just the control mechanisms throughout time, Steve, are really fascinating, amazing, and sickening, and all at the same time. If you studied any of it, and you understand, you know, at a certain level. Once again, I wasn't there. I can only study it from the future. And but my God, you know, just the control mechanisms that are created in every society when people start gathering together, someone always wants to control, and there are those who grab the hearts and souls of the people, which is called a religion, and there are those that actually grab the physical being. That's called a government system.
Yeah, totally. So I really don't know.
They work in sync and together, and they are enemies to a point. It's like, you know, the kings and queens, the only people they had to fear were the priestly class, because the priests had control of the hearts and minds of the people. You know, and it's always been a battle for dominance, but they coexist together, and they get along together until one of them wants total control, and then all hell breaks loose.
Oh, man. Yeah, so for years now, we've been waiting for tomorrow, and we're still waiting on tomorrow. Well, that's interesting. Maybe mankind's always waiting on tomorrow and looking at the yesterday. Who cares? Anyways, yesterday, Alan, I saw my... How do I say this? I saw a lunatic. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong words again, because that's the moon. I saw a crazy person. Maybe he's not crazy, right? But he was driving around town, and he said, you know, on the side of his car, written in, you know, the little white stuff, it says, "The end is near." I go, "Oh, hell yeah, the end is near." And then he had a scripture written on the back of the car, and I go, "Oh, I wonder what that..." Hell no, Steve. You're not looking it up. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back.
A guy standing on a street corner. Yeah.
Republic of Texas Radio.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we are the blanket of uncertainty. And it's Sunday morning. I don't even know what the hell that means, but meh. Who cares? Who cares? Hey, let's go to the phones real quick. We've got a caller on the line right now, and let's see which direction he wants to drag us. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man? Where are you going today?
Good morning. To a funeral, actually, but that's the point. Well, you know, it's an interesting story, but I won't bore you with all the details. Two lost brothers found each other, and the guy was very, I don't know, was he special needs or something like that, but he was still smart enough to figure out how to write a letter to, I guess, the right address for somebody, and general delivery or something, mail carriage brought it to the guy. So he gets him and rescues him from a healthcare facility in Indiana, brings him down here, and get him in a, he's able to completely live by himself, which he had done before, but he gets baptized. He gets baptized after a few years of attending a local church, and so, you know, that's comforted the family quite a bit, I think, to have had that happen, because where he was stuck in Terre Haute or one of those bigger cities, a lot of gruff people, you know, and it was different to come down here, and people are a little bit slower pace and nicer. Are you familiar with H.G. Wells at all, or Pascal?
Si, senor.
Yeah. So I think it was H.G. Wells that said something to the effect of, if there's no God, nothing matters. If there is a God, nothing else matters. And so you're left then, and of course also with Pascal, who had a computer language named after him. The other Pascal's Wager, which some people, philosophers especially, consider juvenile. But, you know, the end is near that you were talking about earlier. It's really always near when you look back, you know, if your life is over half over, if you think you're going to live to 100 and you're over 50, you realize those perspectives become more valid, that you never know when your last breath is going to be. So in that sense, for all of us, the end is near. And, I mean, you never know when you're going around a curve and some idiot T-bones you and that's your last breath. So the quest becomes, well, gee, what is the assurance that you can find that your fate after your last breath is going to be favorable? As Pascal said, basically, the greater gamble is to live like there is no God and be wrong. So then you're looking at all these other religions, and there's all these polytheistic religions. Did you ever see the movie Payback with Mel Gibson and James Coburn? And I think Chris Christopherson played the corrupt judge. And there was a corrupt guy in the syndicate or the outfit that basically left Mel Gibson for dead. He stole his money or something and shorted him and left him for dead, but he didn't die. So he finally recovers enough and visits his girlfriend. And he wants to get back into the syndicate. And she says, oh, he's been gone long enough. They changed the name of it. It's now the Outfit. And so he and another buddy decide they're going to rob the Chinese mafia to get enough money to buy his way back into the Outfit. He ends up shooting. There's a pretty hilarious scene where he shoots the luggage of James Coburn, who's coming back from vacation. Mm-hmm. He shoots his luggage full of holes, and James Coburn goes, how much are you out? He's like, $30,000. And it's like this really expensive alligator luggage. And he goes, what is it? The principal of the thing? My luggage is worth more than that. It's pretty funny. But then, you know, finally he ends up in front of the guy who's doing the gold commercials. You know, what's in your wallet? I forget that actor's name, but he's like, how are these things decided? How do I get back into the Outfit, the syndicate, you know? He goes, well, it generally comes before a committee. And he says, no. It comes down to one guy. And so you get the impression that even in crime syndicates, it comes down to one guy, the Most High. In the case of religion, you're going to be dealing with, you're not going to have polytheistics. You know? One guy's going to be the king of the mountain. And so we have one creator. But that turns out to be Kris Kristofferson, who's a very corrupt judge.
Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, it's God. Pretty funny. It's got a lot of dark, violent humor.
I think I remember the movie a little bit. I'll have to do a little bit of a refresher on that.
Right. We're coming up on this eclipse. Looks like most of Texas is going to be rained in. I don't know if you've looked at that.
Well, that's what they say, but you know what? This morning I looked out overhead and I saw the stars and a couple chemtrails. and that's fascinating. We'll get into that. Our weather people are always wrong, Mike. Well, maybe not always wrong, but hell.
If you're in a place where there's mainly cotton ball clouds, even if they're a little bit thick, if you're under the path of totality, the cotton ball clouds will actually fade away, just like the chemtrails do after dark. If you've seen that, where you've got a kind of an overcast sky from jet trails, those will fade away, and you see stars pretty good. You know, used to be when I was growing up, they always told that if you see a ring around the moon, that's rain in 2 days. And that's what I noticed from the last 20-some years, is those jet trails show up right before a cold front.
See, I'd be more inclined to believe you than anything that comes from weather forecasters nowadays, just because, you know... credibility issues. I mean, not that you have credibility issues, but I'm sure you do, but you know, we agree a lot. So
anyway,
you got anything,
Mike?
Alan,
Mike,
go ahead.
On to what you originally started with, you know, there are so many analogies out there of societies and civilizations, and you know, whenever more than one person gets together with another person, you know, there's always going to be a dominant and a submissive, you know, this happens throughout time. It's very rarely can more than one person get along with anyone else without someone else wanting to be able to say what we're going to do, what's going to happen, how you will live. You know, this is just basic physical, you know, not physical human, but just the human state and the state of nature. No, there will be a dominance, and someone will always be striving to be the dominant one, no matter where you are. You know, whether it's the mafia, whether it's religion, whether it's government, you know, whatever. That state always exists, and it always comes up and pops up.
Corruption seems to always pop up, but middle children and women seem to be more agreeable, and that doesn't help them in the business world. But the older children of a sibling group and the youngest are the hardest to get along with, because one was the baby And the other one, you know, the first children.
Mike, how about being the middle child? You're always kind of a black sheep. Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that from my lifetime, you know. I can tell you what I'm going through right now. The middle child is the frickin' freak of everyone because he wasn't the oldest and he's not the baby. And I can tell you that from just my experience just very recently here, which is why I don't sound near as happy as I am right now.
Pissed.
I've got an older and a younger sibling that are just...
There's usually something to stereotypes. Stereotypes exist for a reason, and a lot of times the middle children have to be the most agreeable because the older kid is the boss, usually got what he wants, and the baby is the one that takes over, you know, the attention of the parents. So the middle child kind of gets left to figure out how to fit in that, you know.
Yeah.
But
you know that black sheep syndrome. I've seen it before, and I've kind of lived it for a good part of my life. I can tell you that's a reality.
Well, when I started listening to shortwave, boy, that helped my social status, I'm telling you. Not at all, actually.
Yeah, buddy.
I got trouble at work listening for talk radio, you know, like for the people. And one time I even called in during the governor, was on the big public radio station for University of Kentucky, and nobody was calling. They were saying, all right, if anybody would like to call in and talk to the governor, we're taking calls. And they did that two or three times, and nobody called in. But he was bragging. He was bragging about how he had worked with the state legislature and balanced the budget. So I said, okay, I can't handle it. I got to call in. I told the boss, I'm taking a break. And I went and got on the second line, and I called in, and boom, I'm out on the air with the dang governor. This is like 1993 or something. And I said, I really appreciate how you're trying to make the state more fiscally sound and being responsible with the tax dollars, but how can we say Kentucky's budget is balanced when we're taking all this federal debt money that's created out of nothing and just increases the national debt? It took him about 5 minutes not to answer that question, and I did not get a follow-up. The boss walks back, and I didn't realize he'd been listening because the cash register was right around the corner, and he'd come out of his office and was listening. He goes, what are you doing? And that was a turning point at my work where I started becoming more of a target to get rid of.
What are you doing?
I'm on break. You take smoke breaks all the time. I'm talking to the governor. Yeah, I know. But I said, they don't know where I called from. I mean, he was worried it was going to harm the business or something. It's, you know, the sheep are intimidated. Yeah, this is 20.
We're going to get in trouble.
I know.
We're going to get in trouble.
You can't do that. You can't call the governor while you're at work. And I'm like, dude, I was on break, you know.
There's got to be a law.
Totally and commercially ostracized. Yes, Mike, the fear.
I'm telling you. So I've had experience with this for freaking decades. And you can't, you know, even if you have every right to sue in some professions, like Mike Rivera was blacklisted out of Hollywood. This sort of stuff happens, being blacklisted.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers that have every right to sue will be blacklisted and never teach again. I've had two different healthcare people that I know of were basically told, we don't want your kind around here because they dared to question virus theory. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You can't question some things in our society. Okay. So much for free speech and American values.
No, I hear you. Hey, thanks for the call, Mike.
All right, thanks for taking me early.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, man. We got one more call. Do you want to follow up on that at all there, Alan?
No, let's just go on.
All right.
Movealong.org.
Movingalong.org. Lynn.Maryland. Hello.
Lynn.Maryland. Thank you very much, Stephen Allen. Good morning, and in the area totality. I hope you have a good
That's
day.
Hilarious.
And Alan, you've been on my heart and mind all week, and your mom. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call while I prepare for the obvious felon to come back tomorrow, hopefully, to give me some heat after a week. I'm cold, but if I would sing happy birthday, but everybody'd hang up or turn off the radio, or if there were ratings, they would plummet. Today is Chance in West Virginia's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. How's that? I'll sing. Happy birthday.
Well, Sam could play happy birthday
you.
If Chance calls in. Would you have
happy birthday, dear Chance. Well, see,
happy
everybody.
Birthday to you.
Hey, we did it together.
Happy birthday, Chance. Thank you. I really appreciate you guys. And Alan, hang in there. Yep, there's scapegoats and black sheep. And my daddy, actually, he was the next to the last of seven. He's one of those. Everybody else got a brand new car at 16.
Mm.
My father was told he could save the money.
Wow.
So, you know, but do you know what? That doesn't help you. That's my thing. You know, I say I'm not racist. I don't have racist bone in my body. I do. If you're already married to a Filipino woman, please forgive me. But if you're not, run. Run. Because they will tell you they understand. And it is putting a red cape in front of a bull when that happens. And I'm on the receiving end of, I understand. I'm like, tell me what you understand. You know, unless you are in pain, you're sick, you have a brain injury, and whatever, and you are cold, you don't understand. So the gas company now has me on upteen phone calls. No wonder they won't come out. You know, but they do come out, but the guy lies. And that's what I figured yesterday as I sat here and I thought, one, he lied. He just absolutely lied on Wednesday. But then there were three other times they're going to be here. Don't show up. Don't call. He shows up, and my garage door won't open because there's a piece of drywall wedged between a shelf and the door. And if I was stronger, I could have moved it, but I'm too weak now. I look like an old grandmother. It's sickening. I saw myself this morning and almost went, ah! And I said, you know what? I'll call the fire department. You can't call the fire department. They won't come. Well, maybe they won't anymore. But I realized, you know what? He's the one who didn't want the fire department out here. That guy is dangerous, is what I realized. He's big, he's muscular, and he came with his sidekick, Bertha. And she never said a word. But what I realized, she actually moved to position herself. So if I tried to go away from them, I was blocked. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and I didn't realize that until I sat here and really sat here and assessed what happened. And then I did. I had the guy, the contractor came. He was here in 20 minutes, moved the piece of plywood. I called back. It's like 11 o'clock in the morning. No, they couldn't come back. They won't come till Monday. Then I make it a priority and be here between 11 and 7. I mean, between 7 and 11, there I'm backwards. Get cold. No. Now it's between 7 and 5 tomorrow. So, and that'll be day 7 without me having any heat. Oh, and then he tried to intimidate me because I said, don't bother to turn on the water heater because I don't have any water anyway. You don't have water, why don't you have hot water? I said, well, because some other idiot broke the cutoff valve. But I didn't put it that way. And I said, I should have thought, what do you care? You're not with a water company. And it's a forced air furnace. You know, it's, don't you? Well, then I'll have to.
You know what,
it.
Lynn, it's fascinating that you bring that up. And I really don't have a big warm spot in my body for city workers or for utility workers. Right, I do believe that they're just doing, and it reminds me of that monkey experiment that goes on, right, where the monkeys try to train the other monkeys not to grab at the bananas. I don't know if you ever heard of that experiment, but why would this woman try to block you from, you know, I don't know, extricating yourself from the situation?
I wouldn't have thought that.
You know, lying about things and then, you know, making it harder for you to get your services restored because, you know, quite honestly, Lynn, you probably get it. They wanted to teach you a lesson of some sort.
I actually called and said, okay, I get it. Y'all are, you're punishing me. This is
right.
Penance.
And they go, oh, this no, we're not punishing you.
Well, really,
they lied
actually,
again,
the women in the Philippines, they don't care. They're warm.
Oh, okay.
But they'll promise you the moon, but they won't deliver a squat. But the thing is, when he tried to intimidate me, was, oh, I have to tag your hot water heater. I said, well, go ahead and tag it.
We're in a screwed up place, and the Philippines is a screwed up place. I worked with a lot of Filipino people, and they had places back in the Philippines, and you know, servants in the Philippines are a dime a dozen. So the class structure there, society's totally different, and it's perfect to put a call center out there. You know, they don't necessarily give a crap about anything, and especially not you, Lynn.
And you can't talk to anybody in the States. Nobody. Nope. In fact, I called the county's disability services. They told me to call the emergency line for the gas company. They won't help me either. I got the Philippines. So I called RBN. But the biggest thing is happy birthday to Chance. And Alan, you're on my heart. And mind you, you've been on my heart all week. I may be cold, but I've been thinking about you. So just hang in there. I'm so sorry. And I'm not going to tell you I understand because I'm not walking in your shoes.
Yep.
No, I just you have my prayers, and I appreciate you guys, and I love RBN, and I really love Chance, and I love Sam and Frank, and Mike and Julie. So thank you all so much.
All right, thanks for calling there, Lynn.
And you can always do BDS with McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
If you don't know the story about what happened to the McDonald's in the Middle East, it's kind of funny. But that's okay, because what they did to solve it, because all the Middle Eastern countries stopped buying McDonald's because of Israel gave free burgers to IDF, and so they took all the franchises back so that people would go back to McDonald's.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want people to eat McDonald's. I wouldn't either.
But you know what? BDS is the red cape to the bull for Jonathan Greenblatt.
y'all want to watch
the Zionist
ape BDS?
Watch
a movie called Outsource. It's a guy that goes to India to set up a call center to outsource, you know, all the jobs and everything here, and it's just a funny movie. Just he's looking for a McDonald's in India, and he can find a McDonald's, but not a McDonald's, you know, because they don't eat cows in India, and he just wants a Big Mac. And he meets up with a guy, and he says, it's the closest thing you're going to find in this country. It's rather hilarious, but it's a movie called Outsourced. If you want to see a movie that's sadly relevant on what's going on and what Steve was kind of involved in, Outsourcing. And, another one of those little...
That's hour one, folks. Thanks for calling, Lynn. We'll be right back.
Okay, bless your heart. Street. Thank you.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K.
then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.